This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. A three-day special sitting of extended budget session of Parliament will begin today. It will continue till 18th of this month and will primarily focus on constitutional amendments to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. The government will introduce three amendment bills to pave the way for the operationalization of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, which was passed in 2023 proposing 33% reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies. These three bills are the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026, and the Delimitation Bill 2026. The Constitution Amendment Bill seeks to further amend the Constitution of India, while the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill proposes to amend the Government of Union Territories Act 1963, the Government of National Capital Territory of Delhi Act 1991, and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Act 2019. Meanwhile, Congress President and Leader of Opposition in Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, said opposition parties are in the favour of Women's Reservation Bill but expressed apprehensions about the way in which the bill is being brought. Briefing media in New Delhi after India bloc meeting, Mr. Kharge claimed that the bill is politically motivated.
The way in which they have brought is politically motivated. Therefore, we all have decided, all opposition parties, will oppose this bill.
Congress leader Jairam Ramesh said all the opposition parties are completely against the provisions of delimitation. He said they will participate in the debate in Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha and oppose it. Campaigning is in full swing for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Top leaders of various parties are holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo voters. Single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal will be held on the 23rd of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a massive roadshow at Nagarkoil in Tamil Nadu in support of NDA candidates. He accused DMK government in the state of misgovernance and corruption. The Prime Minister said that the NDA will provide pro-people good governance to the state. BJP leader K. Annamalai at a public meeting in Singanallur accused the DMK and Congress of working together against the welfare of the people. Meanwhile, DMK leader and Chief Minister M. K. Stalin held a rally in Dharmapuri, while Deputy Chief Minister Udayanidhi Stalin held a poll meeting in Vasudevanallur. In West Bengal, senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a public meeting virtually in Darjeeling and held three poll rallies in Jalpaiguri and Kuch Bihar districts. Trinamool Congress Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed a public rally in Uttar Dinajpur district. Ms. Banerjee said several welfare schemes have been implemented in the state for farmers, youth and women. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Austrian Chancellor Dr. Christian Stocker will hold discussions today in New Delhi on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide range of areas. They will also exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar expressed confidence that his discussions with Prime Minister Modi will open new avenues for greater cooperation across various domains. The Ministry of Home Affairs has announced that field operations for the House Listing and Housing Census, HLO, the first phase of Census 2027, will commence across multiple states and union territories today. In a statement, the ministry said that the exercise will begin in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Goa, Karnataka, Lakshadweep, Mizoram, Odisha and Sikkim, along with NDMC and Delhi Cantonment Board areas in the national capital today. The exercise will be carried out over a 30-day period till the 15th of the next month, during which trained enumerators will undertake house-to-house visits for data collection. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 5 wickets at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. Put into bat first, Lucknow Super Giants were bowled out for their lowest total of the season, 146, with Mitchell Marshall's 40 being the highest score. In reply, Royal Challengers Bengaluru overhauled the target for the loss of 5 wickets in 15.1 overs, with opener Virat Kohli scoring 49 runs. Bengaluru's George Hazlewood was named player of the match. Today, Mumbai Indians will take on Punjab Kings at the Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai, at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.